A new report from Roy Morgan has highlighted a gradual decline in the percentage of the Australian population aged 18 and over who consume at least one type of alcoholic drink over an average four-week period. Michelle Levine is the CEO of Roy Morgan Research, and she joins me this afternoon. Michelle, good day to you.
Good evening.
This is an interesting piece of research in that it was comprehensive, but it does seem to also mirror a lot of research we're hearing these days that we don't perhaps have quite the thirst that we had a decade ago.
No, that's absolutely right. And I think it's interesting, if you ask people whether they're drinking less than they were a year ago or 10 years ago, it's kind of hard to work it all out. And I remember actually the first project I ever worked on was a study of people's values. And one of the most funny things we found is 9 in 10 Australians said they drank less than the average. So our perceptions are kind of weird, aren't they?
Too right they are. And interestingly, generationally too, I certainly know that people older than myself when I was a young fella, they used to look with horror at the prospect of someone smoking a marijuana cigarette. And then when you'd suggest that alcohol was a drug to them, they'd look at you with kind of glazed eyes, the glazed-eyed refusal that what they were drinking could be a problem too. Why do you think we're seeing this change of attitude, Michelle?
Well, look, it's a very, very gradual change, and it's a change in both behaviour and attitude. So what we do at Roy Morgan is we actually survey people, ask people in their own homes about all the things they do with their life, how they feel about things, and yes, what they drink. And what we found that in an average four-week period, just about two-thirds of Australians, 67.9% of Australians, consume alcohol. And that's a gradual decline over the last 5 years from over 70%. But before that, it was even higher. So there's been this very slow falling away. And I think it probably comes from, in the first instance, it's the number of people actually concerned about 0.05, that whole 0.05 social engineering experiment that made us all very, very aware has been very, very successful. So not drinking and driving has been a really important piece of the puzzle. And then I think as well as that, people have actually shifted their spending on alcohol to sort of more fancy drinks. So they won't have so much to drink. They will actually drink fewer drinks and have something special.
What's your thoughts about the younger demographic, because that seems to have been a reasonably reliable trend suggesting that there is, whilst we talk about our concern about young drinkers binge drinking and, you know, drinking as much as they can at home and then going out and topping up, I know that represents a certain group in the population, but broadly, are the numbers down for a younger demographic?
Yes, the numbers are definitely down for that younger demographic. And I think there's a couple of things going on there. One is that these younger people were actually born into a generation where people were already thinking about drinking and driving or not drinking and driving. You know, having a designated driver when you were going out was just kind of normal. That's what people actually did. So definitely younger people drinking less. The other thing is we've actually got an influx of new young people, largely from Asia, many from China, and the drinking behaviour is much different, is much lower. And, you know, this is the opposite side is the older people, and particularly men 50 plus, who are actually drinking a little more. So it's hard to change behaviours in the same person.
I'm finding it really interesting too, Michelle. I don't know if your research looked at this, but how many of us are drinking less because we become unpleasant, boofhead, dangerous people to be around if we drink too much? Do you think, and when I phrase that rather clumsily, but do you think there's a certain amount of self-realisation in our decision-making these days?
I would love to think so. We don't actually evidence to support that. and you know, the fact that other bad behaviour is not necessarily improving suggests we might be just being a little optimistic. But let's hope that's part of the reason.
Really good to talk to you, Michelle. Thank you very much. Michelle Levine, who's the CEO of Roy Morgan Research. I'd love to hear from you. This is Stuart. G'day, Stuart.
Hello.
Tell me about you, Stuart.
I've drunk all my life from about the age of 14. I'm now 44, so 30 years.
Yeah.
But this is the first time in my life where I just decided I didn't want to drink about probably 3 months ago. And I have tried a lot of times to give up, but this is actually the first time where I just don't want to drink anymore.
Has it been, in hindsight, comparatively easy, or is it something you think about quite a bit?
I've thought about it most of my life. I think probably because of my children, I don't want them to grow up thinking the drinking is normal. My wife still drinks, but I grew up thinking the drinking was normal, but I've come to realise that it's not. Well, it may be normal in a lot of areas, I guess, but I think there's other options. And, you know, I suppose I'm just trying to teach my kids that there are other options. You can make yourself busy by doing other things rather than just drinking.
Yeah, good for you. Do you reckon it had a bad impact on you if you were drinking from 14 to 44, which, you know, is the story of many of us? I'm sure I was drinking from sort of 16, now I'm 55. Do you think it's had an impact on you that you didn't like? Was that behind this as well?
Yeah, absolutely. There was occasions where it was good. You always stumbled across that point where you just, you know, something, you just had one too many and you just started thinking. And I think as you get older, you just start thinking, I can't keep doing this at this rate. I need to, you know, I just can't pull up like I used to as well. I think that's a major thing.
It is. And that does encourage us to slow down. But you've made a decision to stop, and it's not been that hard.
Yeah, it's actually the first time in my life where it's actually not even a decision. I actually have no interest in it anymore. I can honestly say I'll never drink again without trying to please anyone or anything, or even myself. I just am at a position where I'm happy with that.
That is great. That is really interesting, Stuart. Thank you very much. 1-300-222-720. Emma says, Jeff, I'm turning 40 this year, and I originally gave up alcohol when I was pregnant and during the years of having three children. Now I don't drink because of my health, and I just feel better overall. An occasional glass of wine at a special occasion is the only alcohol I now drink, and that's rare, and I'm happy to be the designated driver. Let's hear from more of you.
Jeff now on 1-300-222-720.
This is Hillary, who's in Darlington. Hi, Hillary.
Oh, hello.
How are you this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Are you a drinker? Are you a non-drinker? Were you a drinker who now doesn't drink?
I was a drinker, regularly drunk, and I have friends who we get together and we have a drink. But I don't know, come the end of December, I'd got a little bit bored with it before, and now I just gave it up because I just didn't fancy it anymore. And that was the only reason. And I feel heaps better for having given it up.
Describe for me what heaps better feels like.
Oh, waking up in the morning feeling alive.
That's a good start.
Not falling asleep in the evening early when I knew it wasn't just because I'm tired. I knew it was just the alcohol that had caused me to doze off to sleep. So now I don't doze off to sleep anymore in the evenings. It's lovely.
And really interesting, like Stuart in Inglewood before you, do you think we associate many of the good times in our lives with having a glass in our hand?
Oh, yes, most definitely. I mean, I grew up in Cornwall. I mean, we were in the pub every night. So that was our entertainment, going to the pub. So, you know, now we don't go to the pub, and I saved a lot of money. And my husband doesn't drink ever, so it's not like I have to think about trying to give it up because he's drinking. He's never drank, so it's easier.
And it's
become a big bad habit. Just a habit.
Hillary, it's great to hear from you. If you've just joined us, we're just talking about some research has come out which suggests that Australians are continuing this trend of drinking less. And some of the calls we've taken already this afternoon are from people who just feel like they've got to a place where they go, I just don't want to do it anymore. You're going to hear from Ben. G'day, Ben.
How you going, mate?
Good, thank you, Ben. Tell us about you.
Look, I grew up in Midland, and the culture was just, you know, just drinking a lot. And, getting into trouble, and I'm 37 now, and given up alcohol for 2 years now, so...
What led you to do it, Ben?
The other bloke was saying, just sort of getting on, and just decided for a change. Yeah, and I've got a four-month-old baby now, so that's sort of good. I don't have to worry about falling into the same trap that my old man did. He's still alcoholic, so...
Good for you. Good for you. Do you feel comfortable to not be drinking?
Oh, yeah. I don't have to worry about it anymore. Like, it was, compared to the other guy that was just on, he said it was fairly easy. It was really hard for me.
Yeah.
Coming home and being a tradie and having beers with the boys, and instead I'm having a bloody ginger beer, you know?
Did you get sick of alcohol, or what alcohol did to you?
What it did to me. So I wasn't violent or anything, but just I got worked up and have arguments with the missus and that sort of thing, and just the blackouts as well, you know?
Yeah.
Get home and the missus or friends is upset with me, and I'd be like, well, why?
What have I done? Well, Ben...
Yeah.
I think you've made not been judgmental, but you've made a really important decision as a bloke in your 30s. Good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Yeah. This is Samantha. What a great subject. I've talked about this, you know, many times over the years, but you know, learning what motivates people to make these decisions. I don't care whether people drink or whether they don't drink. And if you drink a lot, you've got to ask yourself some serious questions. But these are people who have regularly used alcohol and just decide they don't want to do it. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, Jeff.
What do you got for us, Samantha?
Jeff, I don't drink much anymore. I have drunk quite a bit in the past. But it's amazing how many people have really no awareness of what a safe, or I know there's been a bit of debate about whether or not it actually is safe anymore either, but, you know, the idea that you only have two drinks and that a drink isn't a bucket of wine, it's 150 mil of wine.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I have trouble with, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, and that, you know, you should have at least a couple of alcohol-free days a week.
Yeah.
You should never have more than four standard drinks on one day. But people just have so little awareness of that and think it's, you know, that's just the kind of wowzers, the safe drinking rules. It's a bit sad, really, that people don't realise the harm they can be doing to their health with drinking too much.
Samantha, thank you very much. Thank you for those people sending in your texts. Jeff, my mental health and well-being has been the focus of my life in recent times, and alcohol has had a major impact on that, so I've come to live without it. And one of our correspondents says, I'm drinking more since not smoking, now 8 months, and I drink too much.